So the question then remains, is in fact the incel movement, and more specifically, was the act of violence carried out by Alec Manassian an act of terrorism? Interestingly, the Crown, which is the prosecution in Canada, has not charged him with terrorism, which is under section 83.1 of the Criminal Code, but rather charged him with murder and attempted murder. And I'll get back to reasons for that in a second. What I want to really delve into in a lot of detail is what constitutes an ideology. What constitutes a political movement, and does incel fit into that category? I have argued, and I haven't changed my mind since this event took place, that in fact it does not. I think that the incel, again, I use the word movement, that might be a bit too strong of a word, those who do believe that there are people who are successfully having sexual relationships and those that are not, and it's not fair, and it must be changed, and if people would only listen and grant people these relationships, all will be better. I would argue that this essentially constitutes just a lot of people who, for whatever reason, are unlucky in love. And there are all kinds of reasons why this is possible.